I don't see that at all. I see myself now. I'm just a skeleton. It's emaciated. It's a skeleton. I don't do mirrors unless I actually have to. I can't abide looking in mirrors. But I don't say I feel fat because I don't. I know what I am. I know. When I was younger, I did have a very distorted body image. This has been 30 years now. You get some insight into yourself. You learn things. And now I know full well that I must look horrendous.
When you contacted us, you described yourself as being trapped. What do you mean by that?
I think they used the word entrenched. It's like it's become me who I am. It's hell. It's horrible. And yet I don't seem to be able to get out of it. Days when I want to and think, I don't need this anymore. I don't want it anymore. I just feel like there's nothing I can't do. Something, I'm too exhausted. My head just gets so tormented at times that people want me to get better. And I want to get better for them, but I don't always know whether I've got it in me to make that change. So I'm in a constant battle and a constant argument with myself because I don't like myself and I don't like having this and I don't like the upset that I cause everybody around me, and that's a lot of guilt, which then makes me think, well, you should suffer all that guilt because of what you've done to them. So then, even though they want you to get better, you're not allowed to get better because you need to be punished for what you've done to them. And I'll probably end up doing this until I die.
And do you believe that it will eventually kill you?
Yeah, I do. Eventually, your body cannot take that much battering. I'm already... lots of physical problems and had physical problems as a consequence. And I think that's also a clear message that I want people to be aware of. It's not, the consequences are not just weight loss. The long-term effects, of which some are reversible and some aren't. So yeah, I do think it will kill me. It's when...